This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Maybe you didn't think that I was going to actually have them back. Maybe you thought it was a one-off. I don't know. But joining us now for Think, Aim, Fire is once again Lee Williams and Bob Keller. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope. I'm almost certain now. Has Mr. Williams been kind enough to explain the phone call he got yesterday?
Nope.
Oh, he hasn't.
What happened? Oh yeah, I did.
Bob, I guess that must not have affected you as much as it did me and Lee.
The pistola. Oh, was that yesterday?
Yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing, and I'm so thankful, Bill.
Well, let me explain what's about to happen. Lee is a Staccato fan, and I have arranged since Bob is a Staccato guy, he's part of their system of tactical guys he's sort of a test pilot for some of their guns. The thought of me and Bob and Lee getting together and Lee showing up with like a high point just broke my heart.
I mean, it only makes sense, right, Bill? I mean, you did a good thing.
It only makes sense. So, Mr. Williams, he's going to be. So, we'll all be sitting there with Staccato C2s very shortly, among other things. Although I was told, Bob, and I mean, hey, I like just being associated with you to whatever degree I am. I was told we might get a truckload of guns out of this if we, you know, do a couple of things on video and everything. So.
Hey, yeah, you need to come down to the range We'll have a good old time at the range. We can do it.
As soon as he has C2 in hand and I have C2 in hand, we're going to coordinate that and we're going to make that happen. But what I want to do is, instead of me being a part of this, I want you guys to do Think, Aim, Fire. And I want you, and I want whoever's going to be the driving force for this, you got 7 minutes at the moment. So take off, gentlemen.
Okay. Take it away, Lee, just like old times.
We are going to reveal the secret Delta Force shooting secret. That's the secret Delta Force shooting secret that lets you shoot like a Tier 1 operator. It's incredibly secret, and Bob is going to reveal it for the first time right now. Bob, what is the secret to shooting like a Tier 1 operator?
Get your ass to the range and practice. How about that?
You mean there's no gimmick, there's nothing I can screw on to my pistol to help me shoot?
Man,
like
there's no secret sauce, and that was the crazy thing that I learned, which was great. When you get there, you finally make a true selection, you think you're gonna learn all the secret ninja stuff, right? Like stuff that you never thought about. Because no one knows about it. Everything behind the walls are a big secret, and you get there and you're literally pissed off. I mean, they have you doing the boring basic stuff over and over, like stuff that you did as a kid, you know, or maybe not as a kid, but as you're like when you first start shooting, if you read books and watch videos, well, actually, that would be totally opposite because now you can't read books and watch videos because it's all the cool guy stuff. But
yeah,
like they literally have you doing basic stuff over and over, you know, and you're every night you're actually disappointed because you like you just made it to the greatest show on earth, right?
Right.
And there's no like high speed cool guy shit. It's literally the basicest stuff you can do.
Okay, Bob, we got to watch. Okay.
I already got busted.
Otherwise, we're going to have to take you out back and give you a blanket party with a box of Tide.
There's a case of beer. There's a case of beer.
I know. Just do a case of beer every time, man. My apologies to everyone who's listening.
Sometimes the senior NCO in him comes out, and we're not going to let that happen.
So it really is. There is no secret. It's just doing the basics over and over to where it becomes second nature. So once you get all the shooting stuff down, when you actually start like putting into CQB. Vehicle work, the running the gun and stuff, and then ultimately the ultimate goal is doing it for real in real life, which I had the pleasure to do many, many times over and over, to where you can actually be paying attention to the situation in front of you. Like that's where your focus is at, not on the shooting part. It really was an eye opener for me thinking that I knew what I was doing. I thought I was a good shooter. And I'm getting there and going back to the basics and being forced to do that many reps and that many hours of like dry fire or the ready up drill and perfecting it to when we actually started doing the high speed stuff or you know, like the CQB and running gun and stuff. All the shooting just takes over. Like you don't have to be thinking about it at all. And which is huge. And that's exactly what I teach. Because when you're in a gunfight and you've never been there before, gunfights are it's like a big chess match. I mean, you're making split second decisions that save lives, right? You can't be thinking about putting the gun on fire. You can't be thinking about where your finger goes in the trigger. You can't be thinking about how that trigger is pulling or how that finger is pulling the trigger. You can't be thinking about I have to get sight picture. Like that has to happen without you thinking about it. Controlling the gun, feeling what your body is doing, feeling what your hands are doing on the gun. That has to happen without you thinking about it so your brain can be thinking about the situation in front of you, which is the big chess match. And that was it was awesome to be forced to do that and recognize how important that is.
So what you're saying then is there is no secret. The secret is just complete mastery of the fundamentals.
Absolutely.
100%. You're to the point where you're not even thinking about it.
And everyone, most shooters don't get that because they've never been forced to do that. And they've never been in gunfights. They don't know how much thinking goes on in a gunfight. So they're doing 90-95% of their training is the fun, cool guy stuff. And the 5 or 10% is the actual shooting. Which it should be the opposite. I mean, train for your competent first, and then all the other, like your maybes in the gunfight, train on those, you know, 10% or 5%. I mean, just the training in general for the normal public is so off. Yeah.
Let me get you to hold right there, guys, because we're coming up on the first break. You can find Lee. We'll hook you up with Bob when we get back, but you can find Lee. He is both the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation. He is the only reporter at ArmedAmericanNews.com, and he is the gun writer at Substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And just now they had given out the not so secret sauce. I was taking notes. I already put away my notebook. Turns out that it's just practice. No, I already knew the answer to that one. I never figured, you know, as far as shooting the weapon was concerned, after I spent most of my time during basic rifle marksmanship on my stomach with a quarter balanced on the end of my barrel, I kind of thought that there wouldn't be too much to the actual firing of the weapon unless it was a different weapon. It might be, I might learn some fire maneuver stuff that was sort of cool, some patrol technique, but I kind of thought that, you know, I was at the height of weapons teaching during basic training after that.
Well, you were.
So anyway, we were talking about the state of training today. Please, guys, continue. And just remember, Bob, we got to be good.
I won't do it.
Okay.
I got to interject.
That's the last time, Bill. I apologize.
Hey, you know, just so you know, I mean, you never can tell. But anyway, please, guys, pick it up.
I had lunch today with the greatest Second Amendment supporting sheriff under the yellow sun, that'd be Sarasota County Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. When Kurt was the undersheriff, that'd be the second in command, I met two of his SWATies at one of Bob's classes, and they were shooting those P226s, Bill, with the DAC triggers.
Yep.
You know, the DAO. Terrible gun. So I gave them some hell. I wrote some stories about, you know, why go DAO and all that. And when Kurt became sheriff and he's in his first term, he got rid of those 226s and he got everybody to 320s. And, you know, they're celebrating, as you can imagine. Well, he's going one step further. He's now going to get optics on all of them. So it will be the first large department in the country to issue a handgun with a red dot to everybody, not just the SWATies, not just their high-speed guys. Bob, I know you've been asked a dozen times, you know, what kind of training is needed when somebody goes from iron sights to a dot?
Oh, geez. You know, this is just me. I don't want to make anyone mad.
Yeah.
I know you agree, Leeks. We talked about
totally.
It. I think, so red dots for one, absolutely a must. I mean, this is something, if you're taking away sight alignment, which is a huge equation in shooting pistol, right? That's when you're doing sub-second follow-on shot or initial shot. You can't even argue that the red dot's going to be better. Now getting used to it, it takes some time. Like especially if you're a good shooter and you've shot iron sights your whole life, it's going to probably make you mad when you initially go to red dot because you're not going to pick it up as fast as you pick up iron sights. Once you get through that stage, which I have a funny story on that with, like, being at the unit when we first went to red dots, but we can talk about that later. You just gotta go to the range, put the time in, get used to that. Which I don't even know if it's the correct term, that natural point of aim, to find that red dot every time you bring that gun up. Once you have it, that's it. I mean, there's nothing changes on the pistol shooting. So I think and I don't want to bash other instructors that are giving red dot classes and that law enforcement agencies are forcing their guys to do red dot classes and doing separate quals. I think it's a little bit of a scam for people coming out with these classes, the red dot classes. Like, what is there to teach? Like, you're coming out of the holster exact same way. You're presenting the same way. You're just finding the red dot in a little bit of a different spot. Right? After that, everything stays the same. So,
well, can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, with these red dots where they're cutting them into the slides and everything, I've always thought that they cut it in the slide versus mounting it on top of the slide, because that actually brings the dot down a little further in line with where their eyes are going to go when they stick it out there with the sights anyway.
So it's easier to find because that's where you're used to finding the iron sights, right?
Right.
So, yes, I agree with that 100%. But it ultimately does just come down to you putting range time in, and I would suggest anyone, any concealed carry person, any law enforcement that has a red, law enforcement officer has a red dot, like every day before going out. I mean, if you're serious about being a good gunfighter and being prepared, before leaving your house that day, you do 25 to 50 draw strokes finding that red dot every time. Because it is, if you don't do it every day, it can be an issue sometimes to find that red dot initially. So you just gotta get used to it.
So there's no required class. It's just reps at the range.
Yeah, I don't. I think if it was gonna be a class, like a red dot class, the class would be, you know, how to mount it, what screws to use, what plates to use. I mean, zeroing could be a part of it, but I mean, how hard is it to zero? If you know how to zero a red dot on your rifle, you know how to zero a red dot on your pistol.
Yeah.
And then after that, it would just be putting them through the reps. So I mean, you're just going through a regular class. It's forcing them to do the reps to find that red dot and get used to where it's at.
Now, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When you were wherever you were doing whatever you did, what would have happened if you would have been shooting a handgun with iron sights? Was that a no-no?
What do you mean?
Once you got the dot?
What do you mean? What would happen?
If you get a red dot, you don't go back to iron, right?
Well, I would, yes. That would be my, I tell all the class I do, agencies, LE guys, even, I mean, civilians. Once you go red dot, you should stay red dot, and every gun you have should be red dot. It's hard to go. Some people claim that there are no issues going from red dot to iron sights, iron sights to red dot. That is not the case for me. So because of what I do with instruction now, I'm not operational anymore. I have a lot of demo guns from Staccato. I do go back and forth from red dot to iron sights, and it is. Like if I'm running a drill with my red dot, and I was just using iron sight the week before, 2 weeks before, sometimes I'll bring a gun up and not be able to find that red dot exactly like where it should be, and it takes that split second fire.
Hey, Bob, hang on there for me, if you will. We're going into the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. It is Aim, Think, Shoot with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confirming more of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. Biden saying in a statement that $3 billion more will be provided to help fight back against the Russian invasion. The money will be used for weapons and equipment, but the weapons and equipment will not be provided or sent to Ukraine until years from now. President Biden says he had no advance notice of the FBI's recent raid on ex-President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
Biden making those comments as the White House worked directly with the Justice Department and National Archives to instigate a criminal probe into alleged mishandling of documents, which was what allowed the FBI to raid former President Trump's home. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. California police confirm everyone's assumptions after a missing body was found on Sunday. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old who went missing after an August 5th party drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body.
According to Gallup's Life Evaluation Index for July, 5.6% of Americans say they were suffering in life. That figure is higher than it was at any point during the COVID-19 lockdowns or during the Great Recession. At the same time, the number of Americans who describe themselves as thriving dropped to an 18-month low. The Dow ending a three-day losing streak, closing up just over 60 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams, Bob Keller. And Bob, we have not taken the time to tell how to find your stuff.
On the website is GetResolutions.com. And then Instagram is at Keller Gamma Resolutions, and I have no idea what the Facebook one is. The best way is no kidding, is Google Bob Keller, and the Instagram and Facebook come up. So yeah, please take a look.
Yeah, that would have to be what I would consider to be a classic, old school gun guy answer where he gets out. What's your, how do we find you on the web? No idea. Just search my name.
I think that's the easiest way, because once you Google it, it does, I think the first two things pop up is Instagram and Facebook. So
okay. I will be doing that just to double check. Now, when we left off, we were talking about how you think it's a bad idea to go back and forth between irons and dots, and I agree with that. The only problem is I have some guns that I have that are not optics ready, and so that means I have to take that apart and send it off somewhere to get a optic cut on it.
Yeah, so I mean, not that it's an easy answer, but I would say if it is, if you're going back and forth from other guns, which I would suggest you don't do anyhow, unless you're for concealed carry gun or your Dota war gun, the gun that you're going to get a gunfight with should be the same exact gun that you always go train with. Yeah, right. I get it. People have other guns. They go to the range. They want to shoot them. That's fine. But to get away from, you know, if you were going back and forth from red dot to pistol, especially on your duty gun or your concealed carry gun for civilians, before leaving the house, if you're going red dot or iron sights, you do dry fire and dry stroke or dry draw strokes enough times to where you're, every time you're presenting, you're finding those sights. That would be, if you weren't going red dot only or iron sights only, that would be my suggestion for people. Don't just grab your, don't just grab another gun that you're not familiar with and that's your, gonna be your concealed carry gun. It's the gun that you're gonna save the day with, right?
Right.
Do some dry draw strokes before you leave. It's that simple. Like 20, 25 reps or enough reps to where every time you're presenting, you're finding those sights.
I got one other question and I'm going to shut up. So, whenever I go an hour or more away from the house, I carry what I call the Antifa welcome wagon bag. And this is going to have some array of various tactical type stuff, tactical stuff. Because when I was in the Army, we had LBE. We didn't wear nothing. And that was all we got.
Yeah.
Moved us fast. Yeah. And so, but now, of course, I have a nice gun belt made by High Threat Concealment, a defunct company that still made splendid stuff. I've got a chest rig. I can throw all this into a backpack. And my question is, like, with a belt set up,
yeah,
like, when I look at my heroes in the tactical operator world today, because when I was an operator in the military, I wore my 45 ACP that was made by Ithaca back in the old country that had been in World War II in a leather tanker's chest rig.
Oh.
And so, like, as a civilian running around now, a civilian with military background, If I throw on a belt, do I need to be concerned with the fact that I do not have one of those gigantic Safariland rigs that looks like it was put together by the necromongers out of that Riddick movie series?
Nope. There's nothing. Oh, well, I mean, if you're going down the whole path of What do you need, especially for your blowout bag or a bag you're taking with you? Can you have a huge setup? Yeah, absolutely no big deal. I think people overthink this and they're going with what they think they're going to need because they've never been in that situation. I've been in a ton of gunfights and been in a lot of crazy situations. I keep it simple. Like the less the better. You know, like operationally, we do go big kit. We go, you know, plates, side plates and front plates and back plates. As a civilian, you're not really expecting something to happen. I mean, you should always expect it to happen, but you're going out with a possibility, right? So I would keep everything as slimmed down as possible to keep your movement better. Like getting to not concealed positions, but covered positions is huge. Like being mobile and being fast.
Right.
So if you have it in your car and something happens, are you going to have time to put a rig on? Are you going to have time to put a belt on with all your bells and whistles? Probably not. I mean, you're going to have time to grab your gun and hopefully a spare mag, if you're lucky.
Right.
So, you know, it's like I do a lot of training now that I'm a civilian just out of my back pocket. You know, and am I going to have a holster? I don't know. I mean, is it concealed holster? Then yes. But if it was just in my car, am I going to have an outside the belt holster? No. So it's going to be in my pocket. So it's stuff to think of. I know everyone likes the gear, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But when you're making split second decisions, are you going to have time to grab all that gear?
Well, I have most of that packed into a backpack, to where I can grab the backpack. I have the rifle laying there with a spare mag already.
Yep.
And I have the weapon that's going to be the belt gun. I have that on me in most cases, and I just have spare magazines in whatever in the various two rigs. My thought process is that when I'm out there, no matter how much ammunition I've got, depending on how sustained it might be, I probably don't have enough. So I try to err on the side of caution, you know. And I mean, the kind of scenarios I look at is like I go to Columbia, South Carolina to get my back cracked. So if something, and things have popped in Columbia, South Carolina with Antifa in the past, and if something pops and I want to get out of the city, you know, that would be one of those things where I deploy this stuff, if that's what it comes to. And I just want to be able to get out of the city. I'm not going to be sitting there going, well, this is what I've trained for, you know, whatever. That's what I trained for 33 years ago, but not lately. So, you know, beyond the shooting and shooting self-defense, the rest of the stuff has sort of gone by the wayside. But that's my thought process, and I just think ammo is king. I'm not worried about having fishing line in case I have to go fishing.
Anyway. I mean, you never know, right? Like, the situation.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. I know I said I was going to ask one question. It took a whole doggone segment. Lee, tell everybody how to find you.
You can go to thegunwriter.substack.com or armedamericannews.org.
And, you know, he is half of the Think Aim Fire podcast that we're recording here right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Lee Williams and Bob Keller because this is Thinking Fire. This time, I'm just take it away, Lee.
Thanks, Bill. One of the things that Bob and I loved about our old podcast is we did a Q&A, so where we'd answer questions from the listeners.
Huh? We can swear, too.
Yeah, we missed that. We missed that. So if you have questions for me and Bob, you can email me at lee@saf.org. SAF is in Second Amendment Foundation. And we'll try and answer your questions. And they've been stacking up. Here's one. How has the price of ammo affected your training, Bob?
Fortunately, it hasn't affected it at all. Like when it was at the peak of everyone getting screwed, I'm maybe one or two classes. So I have been very fortunate for people that have signed up for the classes. Either they stockpiled and had enough, or they were just spending the money. But I've been very fortunate, so I thank everyone that has continued to come to the classes because of this. It has been an issue for me.
Good. Number two, how hard was the testing to get into Delta?
I would assume they're talking about like
after election, getting into selection.
Just overall testing, like physical and mental.
Yeah. There wasn't any follow-up on it.
Yeah.
Mental, I obviously fell through the cracks on. Tell me about the physical.
Yeah, exactly. You know me, Lee. So for me, it actually, no kidding, was the mental side. I knew I was going into it physically, that I'd have no issues. You wouldn't have no issues. You could get hurt at any time, but I overtrained for everything, so I was totally prepared for that side. But on the mental side, I mean, there's a lot of psych evals that go into it that you never know what they're looking for, and they don't tell you that. So that was a big concern for me. And then there's a board at the end that was that freaks you out too, because again, you never know what they're looking for. So the questions that you ask, how you answer, you could make or break you, right? And so on the mental side, huge. And just like to get to selection, I think you have to have a certain ASVAB score, which, I mean, not that big a deal, but it was the mental side for sure that was the biggest part for me.
Mine was 135. Would I have been accepted? My GT.
See that, and that, yeah, the GT. That's what it was. I don't know what it needed to be, but it was way higher than what the regular GT score was like to get in.
Okay. Will Florida get constitutional carry? Yes. We will soon. What have you guys been up to since you recorded episode 99? Go ahead, Bob.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Someone knew that we ended at 99. That's great.
Yep.
So we're starting back over. This is number two. Let's see if we can break the 100 mark this time.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say same old for me. Lee, I think you have the biggest, story on the stuff you've changed. I've just been doing the shooting classes and range works is the biggest one for me. I'm getting that all set up and ready to go. So like you should tell everyone what you've been doing, Lee. I mean, Christ, you did a move, came back. You got a lot of stuff in between what we've been doing.
I joined the board of Florida Carry. I started working for Second Amendment Foundation for Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the smartest guy in guns. I launched a website, Armed American News, with a buddy. I moved to Washington State and back. Don't need to go there. But the most significant thing is obviously we got this thanks to Bill, and we're able to resurrect the podcast. That we honestly, folks, we both missed it. We really did.
Yeah. Oh, huge. Huge. So, yeah, big props to you, Bill, for letting us come on here. Hopefully, hopefully we can do another 98 so we can break that 100 mark.
Well, you got to have goals.
What red dot do you recommend and why? And I think
he's talking what?
Handgun.
Yeah.
Let's get a rifle.
Yeah, I'd assume that's what he's talking to. I mean, not because I'm affiliated to them, but I do like Leupold. The LCO on the rifle is discontinued. They are coming out with a version 2 of that. I don't even know when that's coming out, so wait for that one. On the pistol, me personally, I like the Delta Point Pro. There is nothing. I'm not very smart, so Bill might be smart on this stuff. And Lee, I know you research this a lot more than I do. There's a lot of good red dots out there. I think when it comes down to red dots, it's kind of like a vehicle. I mean, you can buy the best vehicle out there, and you can have a lemon, right? Same thing with red dots. You never know when you're going to get that bad one. The reason why I would suggest the Leupold Delta Point Pro is from Staccato. Some of their demo guns that they have, and they run these things through thousands and thousands of rounds. And this has been a while ago, but I asked like what their most reliable red dot was, and they have nothing to do with any red dots. They just put a bunch of different red dots in all their demo guns, so they are not affiliated with any of this. It's just from what I heard. Their most reliable red dot was the Delta Point Pro on the demo guns.
I would just add that you should just make sure that whatever you buy has a hell of a warranty, because that's going to be cycling back and forth.
Right. That's what I tell everyone. It's, you know, go with the company that you trust, that's a good company, a good reliable company, and what is their warranty? I don't talk for any company, so that's just the one I like. But our any of the other ones bad? No. I mean, Chris, I was surprised on some of the other ones that were high up there. So go with a company that's reliable, that you like the company, and they have a good warranty program.
I missed half of this other question.
Well, I tell you what, we only have enough time to sign out of this. Although I will say that my preference in red dots is a Holosun that has that solar thing on the top, because that way it works in the daylight even without a battery.
Yeah, and that's another one that's high up on reliability.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
Yeah. Before we go, guys, you'll be back next week, yeah?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay.
As long as you'll have us.
Hey, well, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Come on, Bill.
In any event, you can find Lee at armedamericannews.com. You can find him at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. A lot of his stuff gets reprinted at The Truth About Guns, at Ammo Land. It gets reprinted a lot. Bob, he runs a training company called Gamut. And if you want to find out more about Bob, you're going to have to just search his name, because we're not going to give you any of the shortcuts.
GammaResolutions.com.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much for joining me today. Bob, thanks very much. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to geek out with Zeke Stout once again. That should prove to be interesting, because I have no idea where we're going with that, because that's all Zeke's brainchild. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.